At 10 hours today, we begin a series called Broadway Babes. There's one lady, before all others, whose outsized voice and personality earned her the title The Queen of Broadway. And here she is with the song she made her own.
There's no business like show business, like no business I know. Everything about it is appealing. Everything the traffic will allow. Nowhere could you get that happy feeling when you are stealing that extra bow.
The first lady of the Broadway musical was born Ethel Agnes Zimmerman in Astoria, New York, on January the 16th, 1909. And 21 years later, she became the star we all love, Ethel Merman.
I got my man, who could ask for anything more? An old man trouble, say I don't mind him, 'cause you won't find him round my door.
I must resist the temptation to spend the entire 5 minutes of this look ahead listening to the wonderful Miss Merman, but he has just one more song, which Irving Berlin must have written especially for her.
And in Washington, I'm known by one and all.
Yes, the hostess with the mostest on the ball. Who else but Ethel Merman? The first of our Broadway Babes, a new series introduced by Sheridan Morley at 10 hours today. Now, here's Casey Lord.
This time the accent is on economy. We save money with some new electric switches, with some new electric motors, and with some new equipment used for film processing. And finally, we have something which could save you motorists, I don't know about money, but a great deal of grief. It's not a fuel tank, it's a fuel box. Now guess what's in the box?
New ideas at 11:15.
They would go to Elsa Maxwell when they had an axe to grind. They could always grind their axe well at the party she designed.
You can't keep a good Broadway babe down, but you must wait until 10 hours. Meanwhile, here's a distant group of relatives, West End girls. Yes, the Pet Shop Boys with this week's number one of the top 20. News of the other 19 at 12:15 today. Sadly, no Miss Merman there.
Oh, with the most disarmable.
Always in my top 20, Miss Ethel Merman back at 10 hours. At 13:45 today, in short takes, we meet another great star, or rather two great stars. Here's one of them.
Yes, this is Sunset Boulevard, Los Angeles, California. It's about 5 o'clock in the morning. That's the homicide squad, complete with detectives and newspapermen. A murder has been reported from one of those great big houses in the 10,000 block. You'll read about it in the late editions, I'm sure. You'll get it over your radio and see it on television. Because an old...
William Holden with the opening narration to Sunset Boulevard, featured in Short Takes at 13:45.
You'll be swell. You'll be great. Gonna have the whole world on a plate. Starting here, starting now. Honey, everything's coming up roses.
Yes, I can't stop her, so I'd have to speak with her. You must have got the message. Miss Ethel Merman, our Broadway babe at 10 hours.
Blow a kiss, take a bow. Honey, everything's coming up roses. Now's your inning. Stand the world on its ear. Set it spinning. That'll be just the beginning. Curtain up, light the lights. You got nothing to hit but the height. You'll be swell, you'll be great. I can tell, just you wait. That lucky star I talk about is due. Honey, everything's coming need is a hand. We can do it. Mama is gonna see to it. Turn up, light the lights. You got nothing to hit but the heights. You'll be swell, you'll be great. I can tell, just you wait.